The school board approved an approximately $31 million budget for the 2016 fiscal year. Superintendent Robert Boyle will present the budget to the Ketchikan Gateway Borough prior to May 1st and ask the borough to contribute $7.9 million. In addition, the district will ask the borough to fund contracted services such as the use of Dudley Field, which is borough-owned. Board member Stephen Bradford asked that the contracted services be separate from the operating budget. Board member David Timmerman agreed, saying the way it is now seems strange, and he offered an analogy.
I kind of look at it like, you know, I have a daughter, and if I pay her 10 bucks a week for allowance, but I don't let her use the yard unless she pays me 10 bucks a week. It's kind of like that.
He says taking contracted services out of the budget is more transparent and shows better what money the district receives from the borough. If the district does receive the $7.9 million from the borough, no positions will be lost. The district wouldn't fund any new programs or positions, and operations and maintenance supplies would lose $50,000. In addition, the preschool will have two voluntarily vacated positions, which will not be filled, and the preschool model will shift, says Superintendent Boyle.
And what we're going to do is a half-day preschool, and we're going to try to arrange it in a way that allows our special needs students to stay all day.
He says that next year, with four teachers teaching two half-day preschool classes instead of six full-day classes, there will be more spaces for students, even with fewer teachers. The district is required to provide preschool services to students with disabilities beginning at 3 years old. The board also approved a one-year extension to Superintendent Boyle's contract. The next regularly scheduled school board meeting is May 6th. In Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.